Thank you very much, Sam. Our focus in the last batch of news, in part one, is on the retail sector. Debenhams store succumbs to the awful weather with flooding, while Castle Mall is rebranded to reinvigorate its appeal. The pub sector also appears once more. One of Norwich City Centre's biggest shops closed because of flooding. Debenhams, which is on the corner of Orford Place, was hit by the heavy rain over the weekend, which has affected electrics in the store. It is understood the third floor was the worst affected area and water was going through the ceiling. Various signs were put up during the morning with updates. At one stage, a sign said the shop was set to reopen at 12 p.m, but it was updated without a specific time. It said, "Due to a flood, we are unable to trade at this present time. We apologise for any inconvenience caused." Building maintenance work was done outside the shop as work continued following the flood. A Debenhams spokesman said, "We will be up and running as soon as possible, but as yet we do not have a date or time when that will be."
A relaunched Norwich shopping centre is set to announce two new leisure operators opening in the city. The launch event of the rebranded Castle Quarter was held on Saturday, September the 28th, with visitors flocking to the former Castle Mall. And centre manager Robert Bradley, who described the day as fantastic, said the mall was in talks with two leisure providers and hoped to announce details soon. He said, "It was a fantastic day. Footfall figures were high, with the centre buzzing on Saturday and Sunday too. This is just the beginning for the Castle Quarter, as more changes are rolled out over the forthcoming months. We are currently under offer with two more leisure operators and hope to be able to announce details of those soon." Attendees got a chance to meet special guest, Norwich Love Island contestant, DJ and personal trainer Sam Bird, and enjoy an inflatable maze, crazy golf, silent disco and a giant Tetris.
A 300-year-old Norwich City Centre pub has lodged a bid to expand its bed and breakfast accommodation. The Trowel and Hammer on St Stephen's Road has welcomed drinkers since the very beginning of the 1700s, operating under a variety of names, from the Spittle House to Finnegan's Wake. It has been run under its current name for more than a decade, and in 2012 added a new string to its bow by offering bed and breakfast accommodation. And it is this part of the business, co-owner Ben Durage, is looking to expand by building an extension at the rear of the pub, allowing it to increase the number of people it can put up. The extension, along with alterations to the interior layout, will allow the site to provide 7 extra lodgings, expanding on the provision brought in 7 years ago.
A well-loved Norwich pub, which closed earlier this year, has reopened with a new look, despite a community group trying to buy it. The York Tavern in Leicester Street closed in January after lease negotiations with the owners and former management broke down. But it's now open under new management and with a contemporary new look, and the new landlords have vowed to keep it open. Andrew McNeil and his wife Anna have taken over the York after a number of years running hotels for Adnams. Mr. McNeil, who used to run the Crown in Southwold and the White Horse in Blakeney, said the pub was open with the official launch at the weekend. "We've given it a lick of paint, put in new furniture. It's been a big project. To mark the occasion, there'll be a grand reopening event with food provided by Bucket List."
A mystery blogger who has amassed thousands of followers eager to hear his opinion on all things breakfast is starting a new chapter as he nears a decade of writing about fry-ups. The Norwich-based Fry Up Inspector started his blog in the spring of 2010 as a hobby after one of his Facebook posts on a full English sparked a debate. The 48-year-old, who has always kept his identity secret, says, "Lots of friends commented on the post and there were lots of opinions and lots of people didn't seem to like it. I thought I'd find a better one and my wife said, 'You should start a blog.' So I did, almost out of boredom. Since then, his reviews, which were initially marked out of 10 before the scoring element was dropped, have become a reliable source of information for both visitors and locals in Norwich and around the country. But now, as he nears the milestone, the Fry Up Inspector, who lives in North Norwich, is set to start a new chapter for the blog, focusing instead on street food and travel."
Well, we've reached the end of part one now, sadly, so Sophie and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.